broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendrick.
I'm praying that Dina finally gets on the same page.
First saved message received August 7th.
I would like to recommend that now that...
Hey, guys. Hate to be a buzzkill.
I forgot he was black tonight, huh?
World famous Phil Hendrick show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch on this here show, and we take you through the looking glass and beyond. We go places other talk shows wish they could. Every night here. And our website, of course, the big right arm of the Phil Hendrick show at philhendrickshow.com. Right now, we have live streaming video and audio. You've heard of our show. You know what we do. So you got to watch it as well as listen to it. Go over to philhendrickshow.com right now and get a backstage pass. Take a look at our show, and we've got some great announcements to make in terms of classic CDs that we're going to be making available for sale. All of our downloads are over there. We've got our classic Phil podcasts that are available. We've got our daily podcasts. We have our uncensored rants. It's there at philhendrickshow.com. Now, our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're going to start off tonight talking about these debt collection agencies. And we did a story like this not too long ago for you. We're going to kind of revisit this. Debt collection agencies and the people they work for, and you and I, the people that are oftentimes harassed by them. Lloyd Bonafide and Bob Green will both join us this evening. Our affiliate spotlight tonight, San Diego's KFMB 760 AM, and in Marion, Carbondale, Illinois, WINI 1420 AM. That is part of the network, the Phil Hendrick Show. Would you do me a favor and make that font bigger, man? Because, you know, I realize that I don't have the groovy-ass, carrot-eating eyes that young people have. But, dude, I can't even read this garbage. So put it up there so I can see it, okay?
You want me to message him?
No, I'm saying it on the air, all right? You know, I know KFMB, and I know KFMB for a long, long time, but I'm sitting there going, God, I hope to God they're at 760, because I don't know whether that's a 6 or an 8. Put it up there, man, so that a man that reads for a living, which is what I do, can see it, brother. All right? Yeah. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Is the number. Bank fires collection agency after operators caught using racist, obscene phone calls to collect debts. 2 days after being confronted by ABC News, Bank of America has fired a debt collection agency after several of its operators were caught using racist and obscene phone calls to collect debts from bank customers. Alan Jones is a customer of B of A, and he received a jury award of $1.5 million. After receiving a number of racist phone calls from these jackasses that run this debt collection agency, here's one of the voicemails.
First saved message received August 7th at 8:08 p.m.
Hi, my name is Jamal Smith, and I'm looking for some watermelons. I would like to be interested in your watermelons. I'm also interested in a couple of slaves. Maybe you can go ahead and pick some of my cotton fields. Maybe you would like to wage at least, maybe what is it, like 2 cents per minute? Wait a minute. How about 2 cents per day? Just go ahead and give me a call to lick my...
Now, just so you know, some of these cats are right out of prison, and maybe they want to go back. They're right out, seriously, somebody, not all of them, but some of them are right out of prison, operating as the supervisors. Maybe they're just anxious to get right back into that cage again. Here's another call. The debt collector using racial slurs against this gentleman, Alan Jones.
Next message.
I'll go pick some of my own cotton field. All right.
So there you have it. That's, I don't know. But as I said to you guys the last time we did this story, I've been to these debt collection agencies, the physical plant where these places are. And they have bars on the windows, and they have doors that are like 85 inches thick of reinforced steel. And it's almost as if they're expecting an army, which, you know, maybe they ought to because of the way that they talk to people. On the line with me is Robert Green from Fraser Foods. And your company, Bob, like a lot of companies, you extend credit to people, and you use debt collection agencies. You listen to these phone calls. You listen to the accusations that were made. I mean, this stuff is, it gets you hot under the collar, doesn't it?
Well, there's no excuse for it. There's absolutely no excuse for any company, especially one as big as Bank of America, which can certainly afford to use a service that is professional, that is, an aggressive, obviously applies an aggressive technique, because we are talking about collecting debt, but there is no excuse for a company that is as big as the Bank of America to use it, this kind of thing. It is. I agree with you. I think that if it comes out that some of these people are recently released from prison, I'd be completely in favor of them going back, if this is the kind of way they conduct themselves.
But, of course, there are supervisors, and there's a company there. This ACT is the name of this company. It is. Are you familiar with them?
I don't know that company, too. We use a company called Financial Reclaim, Foundation of Reclaim, and we're very happy with them. They don't resort to that kind of thing. They are inventive, but that doesn't mean you have to be insulting.
This company is called ACT, and that stands for something jive-ass. It sounds to me like it's Advanced Call Center Technologies. They're in Philadelphia. And they provide collection services for a number of major corporations. The thing that blows my mind is that Bank of America was not going to act on these complaints, even though there had been a lawsuit filed and there was a damages awarded. They weren't going to act on these complaints until they were confronted by ABC News.
Well, I don't know. I'm not familiar with that part of the story. I will tell you this. It's a little disappointing to see a news media truck show up on your doorstep, because if you were in the position that I'm in and that Mr. Moynihan is in and other people that run companies, you know that when you see a media truck on your doorstep, that doesn't mean that they're there to get the truth about a story. What that generally means is they are there to slander you, to run your name through a ringer, to smear you with every kind of filth.
So you don't have any faith or trust at all in the media. They were the ones that brought this story to the attention of B of A, and then B of A fired them.
Yeah, that's, I'm sure, what ABC wants you to believe, and I'm sure that's the feather in the cap that ABC is wearing today. Hey, look at us. We got Bank of America to fire a company because two of the employees or three of the employees were making watermelon jokes. I think.
Well, you don't want to be associated with something, even if it was two or three, you know?
If it's two or three or four, you're right. They should be fired. But I think you should give Mr. Moynihan the credit of being able to make that decision instead of having someone with 3 pounds of makeup on their face from ABC coming in with a microphone and bleached teeth and pretending like they're reporters. I just have a personal, again, this is just a personal issue that I have with it.
Tell me about, all right, so you're not really a big fan of the media.
We feel if given half the chance, we can police our own industry. 9 times out of 10 when the media gets involved, they misreport, they get it backwards, they make it look as if there are larger problems than there are.
Tell me about what you use, because what I really want to talk about here, and with my audience, and our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. What I really want to talk with you about is the experience of debt collection, as you know it, as a debt collector or the entity that they're working on behalf of, and me and my listeners, you know.
Well, you own a company though, Phil. So
yeah, but I'm not. I don't deal in transactions that are of such a large amount that I have to send debt collectors after them. Generally, it is the credit card company that does that.
Well, again, but you work, you have a company, so don't separate yourself too much from the rest of us.
What's the name of the company you use?
We use a company called Financial Foundation and Reclamation, and here is why I like them. They do not engage in any kind of deplorable behavior vis-a-vis language. They don't use racist terms. They're not there. They are aggressive, and sometimes they're going to use aggressive terms. It doesn't mean that they're entitled to be racist.
What do you call aggressive?
Well, they're allowed, and I think they're allowed by law, to say things like, you don't want to look like a welfare mother, do you? Why don't you pay your bills? That kind of thing. Now, that's not racist. It might be a little strong. They're allowed to say, you don't, you know, are you a deadbeat? Don't you pay your bills? Or that kind of thing. Again, there's nothing racial about it. We're not talking about age. We're not talking about gender. We're not talking about sexuality. But one thing that the Financial Foundation does that I do like, they use a technique that I think gets right to the heart of it. And we generally get results when they say that what happens, and they're talking to someone that owes money.
Okay.
And they'll say, what happens if you are to die this week or next week? Your children have to pay that debt. So they go right to the heart of the person who owes the money. And they say, you may die tomorrow, or you could die in 2 days. And what are you going to do if your children have to? And that somehow gets to people, and they pay off.
And all right, now I could hear that, and I'm not saying that this is what it is. I could hear that, and I could say, well, you could die tomorrow, and that would sound a little threatening to me.
Well, it might. It might sound threatening to some people. I don't think it should.
It might sound to me like you're threatening to harm me.
No, well, that's not what I'm doing. I'm saying, but if that's what people think,
Do you mind if people think that way?
Well, as long as they don't go to the police and say I threatened them, because I didn't threaten them. The company that works for me didn't threaten them. What they said was, you know, if you die tomorrow or you die in 2 days, you die next week, your kids are going to assume this debt. Is that what you want? You want to die and leave this debt to your family because you don't know what can happen.
And you're saying that that is simply a way of saying to them, be responsible.
That is correct. Some people think, you know, they may get a little nervous. I can't control what people think. They think what they want. But if it is not a threat by any means. But if somebody is hearing that and thinking that they are being threatened, that they're going to die if they don't pay their bills, and that gets them to pay their bills, then I think that's a good thing.
But what if they went to the police? This is all I'm asking. If you're using a company that says that, you know.
Well, if they go to the police, I simply say to the police, the company says to the police, all we said was, be responsible. You could die tomorrow. You could die next week. Pay your bills. And the police will generally send that individual packing, not packing, but they'll generally, thank you very much, but we just heard from the company they didn't threaten. You know, sometimes you'll have people say that. I got threatened by this company. They said, what if I die in 2 days? And the police will say, did they threaten to kill you? And they said, no, but they're saying that if I die, and they keep saying 2 days, 2 days, 2 days, my kids are going to have to pay the bills. And the police, being, I think, pretty smart, will say, well, did you pay? And they say, yeah. So that's the part, I think, Phil, that, you know, the main point is that they if they hear they owe money and they need to pay that money now, anything else they perceive to hear really is not responsibility. We're not lying. I mean, they could die tomorrow. But
you're not going to be the guy that's going to kill them.
Well, how do I answer that? If I say no, then they're going to think that I'm... there's no teeth. If I say yes, obviously I could be arrested.
So if I said to you, are you threatening their lives when you say you need to pay your bills, you could die tomorrow?
Thank you very much, Phil.
All right, Robert Green on the line with us. See, we're talking about debt collection, and what are they allowed to say, what aren't they allowed to say? Bob Green uses a company called Financial Foundation and Reclamation. They don't use any racist terms. They don't use any insulting terms. Sometimes they say welfare mother, but what they do say is you could die in 2 days, and your children will be left with your debt. Some people have taken that as a threat. Bob says they're not threatening people, but if they take it as a threat and it gets them to pay off, all the better. 877-876-PHIL. Collection agencies, how far can they go? The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back. world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show here from the El Pacifico every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Robert Green from Fraser Foods is with us. Bob is not a debt collector. He does have a company, a grocery chain, whereby you do extend people credit, and you have had to, obviously, get the debt collectors on them. I want to hear a little bit more about the technique. We are talking here, by the way, folks, about a company called ACT. They've been fired by B of A. They've been sued. The person that sued them collected $1.5 million. We played some of the calls for you. They're absolutely unbelievably insulting and provocative and racist and the kind of thing you generally can get away with on a telephone, but not to somebody's face. And, Bob, your company doesn't do that. I understand that.
Absolutely not, Phil. I want to make it very clear. We do not in any way, shape, or form condone that kind of, and I agree with you, Phil. Anybody that would talk that way to someone to their face deserves to get a punch right in the nose, I think. But our company, a financial foundation, doesn't use any threats. What we do say is that you may pass on in a week, and then your children have to assume that debt. How does that make you feel? It's pretty simple.
But the unspoken thing here, and the only thing that I'm worried about, is it sounds to some people like a threat, like you may die. You don't exactly put them off of that sense.
You know, Phil, we have to find a way to get money collected. You understand that these are people that owe money. They haven't paid it. Now, how do I get them to pay that back? I can go to court, and I can get a judgment against them. That is going to cost me an enormous amount of money just so I can collect $20, $25, $30, $100. All right, that's number one.
But don't you get lawyer's fees?
I absolutely do get lawyer's fees, but here's the problem. If I'm suing an individual that can't even afford a $100 grocery bill, I'm not going to get any lawyer's fees out of that guy. It is much, much better if I can get the money from him. I don't want to use racism. I don't want to be insulting. If I leave the impression that his life is in danger, I haven't threatened him.
But you don't mind leaving the impression that his life is in danger?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Well, that's a pretty simple question. I mean, I could say that. You said that I have a business, you're right, that we have to collect, we do. But I can tell you right now I don't want to leave the impression with anybody that their life may be in danger. You could get sued.
Well, no, I can't. He's not going to sue me. First of all, he's dealing with a collection agency. They haven't threatened his life. They simply said, what happens if you die in 2 days and your children are left to assume your debt? I think what they're saying is something that is very real and very profound, and I think any responsible person would respond to that.
So you don't see that you're doing anything unethical so much as you're just leaving certain things unsaid?
I don't even say that we're doing that, Phil. I am telling you that we do not engage in any of the conduct that ACT engages in. We don't call anybody a jigaboo, I don't know what he used.
No, he didn't say use the N-word.
Well, all right. Well, we don't use the N-word. We don't use jigaboo, and we don't insult.
All right, I understand. 877-876-PHIL. Let me get to some phone calls here. We're talking with Robert Green from Fraser Foods, and their collection company does not get into the insult game, but there is some question here as to what that means. Here is Josh. Go ahead, Josh. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Green.
Hey, Phil, I think Mr. Green needs to pick up and read some federal law books. The Federal Fair Debt Collections Act states that if I was to die tomorrow and owed somebody some money, if I didn't have anything to leave my kids are not owed the debt. The debt is null and void, whether he likes that or not.
That's federal. That is state by state. Have you read the
read
California
the Federal
law?
Fair Debt Collections Act. Get one of those researchers.
California state law says that
wrong,
your young
sir.
People can't. No, I'm right.
Sir,
I'm in business. What do you do? What do you do for a living? Do you work for a living, or do you just sit and read? Do you work? I own a company.
Well, I don't know
if you own a company or not. You're our wrong.
Yes, it does.
100%.
Yeah.
Read
no, I'm
the
not.
Law. Read
well, I may be wrong,
law.
But that's what they're saying.
Read
what
the
do you
law.
Do for a living? What do you do, Josh? Josh, what do you do for a living?
He doesn't do anything. What?
I'm a commercial truck driver. I'm a professional driver.
Get a load of Vanderbilt. How about that? It doesn't make any difference what the law says. This is what the collection agency is telling people.
Well, then they're lying.
Well, That's not a criminal act, though, if they maybe miss, they're not calling.
Phil Hendry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and our website, philhendryshow.com. You can watch live streaming video of the show right now. Robert Greene from Fraser Foods has joined us. We're talking about debt collection, what his company does, what other companies do. Bank of America has fired a company called ACT, or they have discontinued their subcontracting with this company as the result of this company, ACT, a debt collection agency, hiring people that are using racist language, insulting language, and really deplorable language here, Bob. What you are telling me in the way you guys collect debt is that you don't use that kind of aggressive language, but you leave some things unsaid. It's almost as if you need to keep unsettling the person that owes the money in order to get them to pay.
Well, it depends on what you mean by unsettling people, Phil.
I mean, when you say you could die in a couple of days and then you heard what that man said, that the federal law, at least according to him, is not, federal law, at least according to that man, doesn't allow for the, for one's, I don't know, kids to assume debt.
Well, first of all, Phil, I thought it was interesting that this is the extent that people go to get out of paying back their debts. There's a guy that is sitting all day long in his apartment or in his house reading up on federal law and state law and all these regulations. How can I get out of paying what I owe? How can
no, he was quoting federal law.
Well, that may be, but let me tell you this much. I am contracting with a debt collection agency that simply is saying to people, if you're not responsible, what kind of a message does that send to your kids if you die within 48 hours? I think they do use a set time. That's the only way you could possibly say that what they're doing may sound, and I don't think it does sound threatening, but may sound threatening. They use, they will say to someone, we understand that you owe Fraser Foods a certain amount of money. What if you die within 72 hours? How does that make the kids feel?
And those people have come back to say, we feel as if we've just been threatened.
If that's what they think, then I suggest that they do something other than complain to me or the collection agency. I think that they should see a therapist.
There's an old saying, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean people aren't out to get you. Are you saying that they are assuming something that isn't true?
I'm not going to kill them, and the debt collection agency is going to kill them.
But they don't know. All they know is what they hear.
Mr. Hendry, we are using as benign a tactic as possible in trying to get deadbeats to pay their bills. We're not calling anybody the N-word. We're not calling anybody, spook or whatever the words are that you...
I think we know all of the epithets. We don't have to hear them.
All right, but we're not using any of that language. I would appreciate if you don't talk to me as if I'm out there calling a guy, hey, Jigaboo, why don't you pay your...
All right, I've already heard you use that word three times, sir.
I apologize, but I'm not saying that. I'm saying we'd like you to pay up. If you were to, accidentally die within 72 hours...
All right, 877-876-PHIL.
It would redound negatively on your kids.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I can see how some people might feel unsettled by that. Here is Mike in Boston. Mike, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Phil, this is Mike in Boston. How are you doing tonight? First of all, to set Mr. Green straight, if I got a phone call from him or from his agency and the word death was anywhere mentioned in that, the following day, my attorney and the media would be on his doorstep because I would take that definitely as an implied threat against my life. Secondly,
When they start laughing at you, what do you do then?
I just hang up on them.
You hang up on your own attorney?
I would just hang up on them.
On your own attorney?
Well, there are deadbeats and there are deadbeats. A lot of people who owe money who can't pay it for a reason, like they're unemployed.
And I want to set the record. I'm not interested in that.
if you come into my store and you take something from me and promise to pay me and then you don't, all of a sudden I'm supposed to change the whole way business is done?
First of all, who am I speaking with? Am I speaking with Phil or am I speaking with Mr. Green?
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Chris. Chris, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
How you doing? I wanted to tell Mr. Green, I do a lot. I'm an attorney in Miami, and I've dealt with debt collectors many times.
What kind of law do you practice?
A commercial litigation. And let me just say for Mr. Green that the things that you're discussing are absolutely not allowed under the Fair Debt Collections Act. And
what am I discussing that isn't allowed, sir? What am I discussing that isn't allowed? I'm simply saying,
what happens if
your children see you as a deadbeat? You don't want that to happen, do you?
Okay. You ask me a question, and I'll answer it. The answer is this.
All right.
You cannot use harassing or threatening language with
That's
a debtor.
Threatening.
Sorry?
Not threatening. That's okay. Not threatening to say to someone, you don't want your children to see you as a deadbeat, do you? How's that threatening?
I actually agree with you that I don't think that that is a threat. Okay, but a lot of people who have called in think that it sounds like a threat. And besides that, you cannot lie to people. You cannot tell them inaccurate information in order to collect a debt. I have no problem people being aggressive in this economy, trying to get paid. It's very tough to get paid right now, and you have every right to get paid for your goods. But there are certain things
exactly.
I can't do.
If you're a lawyer, I'd like you to tell me something. If I say to someone, you don't want your kid, you don't want to die next week, and your kids see you as a deadbeat, I'm not saying that I'm going to kill him. I'm saying.
Yeah, but you said that they, within 70, they got to use the language.
Well,
you said within 72 hours.
They use that language.
They use that language so that it sounds like.
I have a good question for Mr. Green. Mr. Green, if it wasn't illegal, okay, to use racist language in debt collection, but you knew that it was extremely effective, almost 100% collection rate, would you condone a company using it?
Of course. Wouldn't you?
Okay, If it's legal,
you just used a very... You're a lawyer, okay? You're not a priest. You're not a nun. You're a lawyer, okay?
I'm also a human
and
being.
As a oh, I see. So you're going to start to lecture me about being a human being, or are you telling me the law? You just
I'm probably not the first person
who's
done
it. Well, I'll tell you, if you want to get into the human side of this argument, I think you and I are on equal ground. If you're talking law, you're the lawyer, so I'm going to say to you this, Mr. Lawyer. Yeah, of course I'd use it. And you'd tell me to use it. You'd defend me as a lawyer in a court of law. Wouldn't you?
I wouldn't, because I wouldn't defend a racist.
You wouldn't. In other words, I haven't broken the law.
I wouldn't.
That's what I'm saying.
I have a choice about a client.
Well, I don't know what kind of lawyer you are then. I don't know what kind of lawyer you are.
A good lawyer.
But if it was legal for me to say to a guy, and I would never... You see, understand something. As long as it's illegal, I won't do it. But if I need the money and I got to tell some guy between you and me, look, you know, you jigaboo.
All right, I don't want to hear that, okay? I don't care if it's legal, illegal, or whatever. I don't want to listen to that.
What?
That's the reason I asked. The reason I asked wasn't so much because I thought that I was going to get into a legal argument with Mr. Green. The reason I asked was because I just wanted to elicit from Mr. Green that he is a racist, and it wasn't that hard to do.
Why did you assume that I'm a racist when I'm not using any racial terminology?
Because you enjoy
I'm telling people they're going to die in a week.
Because you enjoy using racist language.
Yeah, because you use the term jigaboo and spook.
I said that as an example of what we won't do. And you gentlemen have taken it and turned it around, and I find that to be very untoward.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, Chris. 877-877. We're talking about debt collection and how far should these people, these debt collectors, go, and what are they allowed to do? The ACT company, which was collecting debts on behalf of Bank of America, was calling people, all kinds of things. We can play this one call back. I don't think we want to hear it again, where he's using the N-word and he's telling some guy how to sell watermelon and so on and so forth. 877-876-PHIL. screen about what his company does. You don't say that if it were legal, you would not use it anyway, but you're saying something else. You're saying, I like the impression given that these people think they're going to die if they don't pay me off.
I never said that. That is very unfair, Phil.
But you don't necessarily go out of your way to disabuse people of that notion. If they think, wow, it sounded like I was being threatened.
I am in the middle of a recession trying to get my debts collected. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. We're not allowed to say this. We're not allowed to say that. We're not allowed to go here. We're not allowed to go there. I'm the guy that's owed the money. I'm not the victim here. I mean, the people that are the I meant that's a Freudian slip. I am the victim here.
And yeah, well, Freudian slip is Freudian slip. Are you the victim or not?
Yes. I am the victim. And the people are not paying me off, and I'm owed the money. And as a result of that, I get angry. And if someone says, did you just threaten me and tell me that I'm not going to live past next week? And if it makes me feel better knowing that they're out there nervous for their lives, what else do I get out of it? Do I get paid? No. Am I having my debts paid back? No. So what am I supposed to take from this at the end of the day? And you're telling me that I'm not even allowed to sit at home and feel a little warmer inside because someone feels like their life is on the line because they haven't paid Frazier first.
And you feel a little warmer about that.
Mr. Andre, I'm not saying I'm going to kill them. They owe me money.
877-876-PHIL. Moving on to another phone call. I know they owe you money. How's this get you your money? I don't know. Jack, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Robert Green.
Yes, thank you. I'd like to
address
a statement that Mr. Green made earlier. He said that he condones debt collectors on the phone telling people that if you die, then how are you going to feel because your children will be responsible for your debts? Well, that's absolutely contrary to very basic law. Debts are personal. Unless the children are liable on the loan jointly, they are not responsible for their parents' debts. So to say that is a total misrepresentation of the law.
Well, if I said that, and I don't...
Well, you did, and that's what that other gentleman was talking about
who
called in.
You said it several times.
I do recall saying the following thing. Aren't you going to feel bad knowing that your kids see you as a deadbeat after you're dead?
No. Mr. Green, you have a short memory. You said several times that you would say or condone people saying that if you die, your children are going to be burdened with your debts. You said it several times.
Mentally, emotionally.
No.
Well, no.
You said legally they would be burdened with your debts.
What did I say? I'm sorry, what did I say?
You said that, I'm not going to repeat myself 10 times.
But they would be burdened emotionally with the knowledge
You did not say that. You said that later, but earlier you said several times that if you die, your children are going to be responsible for your debts and have to pay them.
Exactly. That's right. I did.
Now, this gentleman is saying that's illegal.
That's absolutely an incorrect statement of the law.
Well, all right. But if it gets a guy, did I call him a racial? I didn't.
That's not the issue. The issue is you're misrepresenting the law, and you can't make misrepresentations as to the law to induce people to pay a debt.
Well, I try to get money back that is owed me. I'm not allowed to call a guy.
That's not the point, Mr. Green. The point is you're making misrepresentations to people about the law, and that's illegal.
I don't know that that's the case.
It is the case. I'm a lawyer, and it is the case.
You're a lawyer. Well, what do you say to the... You're telling me you represent some of these deadbeats?
I do not represent debtors. I'm a commercial and a tax lawyer, but I know the law in this area very well.
Well, in that area, meaning what, the city you're in?
No, the law...
You say this area. Do you mean the state you live in, or do you mean in this area of the law?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I'm saying, when you say you know the law,
I know the law
in this area.
Mr. Green,
this
is law.
Are you saying
law? This is law 101. A first-year law student learns this in law school. This is not rocket science.
Well, I can tell you that these people that don't want to be called, hey, why don't you go pick a watermelon? They don't want that.
That's not the point. You're just
the next best thing.
You are just You are just diverting the conversation because you know you're dead wrong in the water.
No, I do not know that.
Well, you are.
What I do know is that
you are dead wrong in the water.
I'm a businessman.
You're not a lawyer, are you? Are you a lawyer? Do you know the law?
Thank God.
No,
no, I have fun. No, thank God. No, I work honestly for a living. And
all right, let's not get like that, okay?
Well, this guy's getting that way with me.
You know, that's totally inappropriate.
I make an honest living.
And that's a totally inappropriate comment. I make an honest living, too. I make a very honest living.
And how do you collect money that's owed you?
Oh, I collect money from my clients who pay me for my services, just like
and
you
what
collect
about the
money
ones that don't?
From people who pay you for your services.
And what about the ones that don't?
And the ones that don't pay me, I write them off as bad debts and move on. But very few people don't pay me because I'm an outstanding lawyer, and I have very good clients who pay me because I save them money.
All right, now, you know what? Now you've made me mad.
Why?
I'll tell you why in a minute, but I want you to say two words for me. Lyle Lovett.
I don't know what you're talking about.
If you would not mind, would you please say the name Lyle Lovett?
No, I'm not.
What are you doing, Bob?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm just asking you to say the name Lyle Lovett or Lindsay Lohan.
Why?
Why?
Would you indulge me, Mr. Henry?
No, I'm not going to indulge you. We're not talking about that.
Boy, you let everybody walk all over me. I'm
look,
a guy that's owed money, and
you know,
let this
Mr.
guy
Green,
walk all over.
Let me tell you, Mr.
Yeah?
Green, I respect what you do. I respect that people need to be responsible for their debts. I don't represent deadbeats. I represent responsible clients who pay me for my services. I understand that you have a job to do. But at the same time, in doing your job, you can't make misrepresentations about the state of the law. That's not legal.
Well, all I can tell you is I got about five guys that do what you do. And they
what do you mean, do what I
different.
Do? What do you know what I do?
I got
do?
Five
you
guys.
Know what
I got five
I
guys.
I'm a tax lawyer.
You're a lawyer.
I'm a commercial
lawyer.
Lawyer.
Yeah. Right, you're a lawyer. I got five guys that know how to do what you do, and they tell me something different. So,
well, then maybe you ought to find another lawyer.
They tell
you know
me
what?
That, you know, there are ways of getting around these things. And,
well, let me tell you something. You can find
anybody
you want.
You know, you're talking
you
all this stuff, and I'm asking you to say Lyle Lovett.
Will you stop
Why?
With the Lyle Lovett?
Because I just want you to say Lyle Lovett.
I'm not going to say Lyle Lovett.
All right, I got to say.
What did you just did? You said what? You said Lyle Lovett, right?
I guess
say
I
it.
Did. Are you
say
happy?
Say it again. No, I didn't hear it. I didn't hear it.
Look, I'm going to let you go, Jack.
Okay.
Thank you very much, sir. Very good information that you provided. I appreciate it very much. What's with the Lyle Lovett?
That guy was swallowing his L's, and I had the most... I was so polite, I didn't say anything. Well, he's going, blah, blah, blah. And you didn't say anything. You let me get beat up. You let me get smacked around like Joe Pesci did that one guy in Casino, where he beat that guy.
All right, take it easy. We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Linda Goldham. I'm a legal...
Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call. I know, Bob, you got a couple of points you want to make. I want to get in just one more caller here. Mark in Tucson. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, man, this guy's not extending his credit correctly. He's putting himself at risk. You know, he's got a business offering food products, and then he's getting people in debt. And so why do you extend the credit like that? Why are you putting yourself at such a risk?
I'm a businessman. I mean, we're in a recession, and people are hungry. Where are you living? Where do you live? We're in an economic downturn, and there's people that are hungry.
Right, and you're not extending credit correctly.
Next call.
No, not next call. Listen to the man.
So you put yourself at risk by extending
credit.
Why
don't you say Lyle Lovett? Well, wait a minute. Let me ask you something. So in other words, it's my fault that people owe money that they're not paying off. You must live on another planet, pal.
It's your fault because you put yourself at risk.
Yeah, it's my fault. It's my fault that I'm talking to you. Isn't it my fault?
You're going to pull your business license.
So you're not my fault that I'm talking to
him either, all right?
Well, you're going to have your phone cut off for non-payment before that ever happens to me, so what difference does it make? Now, Bill, I don't want to have to talk to another guy that swallows his L's, if you don't mind. Because
what do you mean?
Because that guy that was on before, I had to do battle with that guy while I'm listening to him with his speech impediment, and I'm not even allowed to get off a couple of cuties because you want me talking serious.
What guy?
The guy from Boston.
Oh, will you stop it with the swallowing L's?
That's what he was doing. I'm a lawyer, and I look legal. And why don't you go and lick it? Yeah, would you have liked it if he'd said that?
He did not say that, sir. And you know what? People swallow their L's sometimes.
Oh, do they now, huh? Why don't you lick it, Mr. Henry? Why don't you lick me?
All right, thank you. We'll be back with Lloyd Bonafide next to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Henry.
Lindsay Lohan.